If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then, I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow, they made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144.
Big League on CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com. CBS Sports
Radio. MasterCard and Stand Up To Cancer are teaming up. Now, when you use your MasterCard to dine out and pay for a meal of $10 or more, MasterCard will donate to Stand Up To Cancer up to $4 million, one precious cent at a time. So call up your friends and start making dinner plans. Because friends who sit together, stand together. MasterCard and Stand Up To Cancer. Priceless. For more information, go to priceless.com/causes.
Applies to qualifying restaurant purchases made with U.S. MasterCards. PIN transactions ineligible. Stand Up To Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation.
Your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers can't tell you everything people say when they first get behind the wheel of a new Hyundai. Why? Well, take, for instance, the Sonata.
Lane departure warning, touchscreen nav, hands-free smart trunk. Holy.
Or the Elantra.
Remote start on my phone, Sirius XM, Bluetooth, Pandora, and a rear view camera.
And then there's the fact that every Hyundai comes backed by Hyundai Assurance and America's best warranty, including a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
And America's best warranty. Son of a...
Learn more today at your local Hyundai dealer. And just a suggestion, maybe leave the kids with the in-laws? Now get the Sonata at 0% APR for 75 months. Or the Sonata Hybrid with $4,000 bonus cash and a $1,000 competitive owner program. Visit your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer or buyhyundai.com today. Call 877-248-1585 for details.
Looking for the best golf near Geneva, Illinois? Get a taste of northern Michigan or Galena without the long drive. When you play Settlers Hill, a spectacular golf experience from the Golf Visions family of courses. Settlers Hill is truly a golf odyssey with 6 woodland, 6 highland, and 6 wetland holes, and features dramatic elevation changes and breathtaking views. Go to SettlersHill.com to book your tee time and enter promo code SCORE for the best offer of the season. The other must-play course in Geneva is Tana Farms. Tana Farms, a big-shouldered championship 18, is as beautiful as it is challenging in a resort-type setting for a vacation feeling. The greens at both courses are flat-out magnificent. A perfect 36 holes is to combine the two on your trip west, just 10 minutes apart. Book online at SettlersHill.com or TanaFarms.com using promo code SCORE for the best offer of the season from Gulf Visions. Again, use promo code SCORE.
4410.
Don't miss our wall-to-wall coverage of Bears training camp starting tomorrow. A new coaching staff, a new front office, and an infusion of new players. Trust us to cover it all on Chicago's home for Bears fans. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
It's 101 in the Score Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. With a trade deadline approaching, the Cubs find themselves 2.5 games back of San Francisco in the race for the second NL wildcard spot. Manager Joe Maddon joined Spiegs and Goff today, and he said that if the Cubs want to compete, they'll have to stop giving away wins late.
The thing about Major League Baseball, everything that you're seeing right now plays out in every city throughout the country every year. And so Peralta took it away from us recently. We just got one back with KB last night. A couple nights ago against the Phillies, we had a 3-2 in the ninth, and they took one away from us. The biggest thing is we have to stop giving stuff away late as we continue to take things.
You can hear more from Joe Maddon at SpieglandGoff.com. Dallas Buehler will make his third start for the Cubs tonight against Johan Flandé at 7:05. It's no secret the Cubs are looking to add some pitching before the trade deadline. Ken Rosenthal says the Cubs and Padres have been in talks for pitcher Tyson Ross. Meanwhile, on the South side, the White Sox have played well enough to make Kenny Williams and Rick Hahn rethink moving Jeff Samardzija, according to USA Today's Bob Nightingale. He says the White Sox are going to wait until the last possible minute before deciding whether or not to deal the right-hander. Samardzija slated to start tonight in Boston against Wade Miley. Shane Victorino won't be in Boston's lineup. He was traded to the Angels for Josh Rutledge. Rockies sent Troy Tulowitzki and LaTroy Hawkins to Toronto for Jose Reyes and three prospects. Carlos Gonzalez also said to be on the trading block. The Mets picked up Tyler Clippard in a deal with the A's. And the Nats are said to be close to acquiring reliever Jonathan Papelbon from the Phillies. To the NFL, Bears have signed former Arena League receiver A.J. Cruz, and Adam Schefter says a decision in Tom Brady's Deflategate appeal is nearing, and that whispers around the league are that Brady's four-game suspension will not be reduced. ESPN's Stephen A. Smith says that decision will be announced in the next 24 to 48 hours. Meanwhile, the NFL and the Players Union are still said to be negotiating a settlement of Brady's suspension. The two sides are also working on reducing Steelers running back Le'Veon Bell's suspension from 3 games to 2, per ESPN. Bell was suspended for his August 2014 arrest on DUI and marijuana charges. In soccer news, Vladimir Putin says FIFA President Sepp Blatter deserves the Nobel Peace Prize. And friends of Norm Van Leer are holding a fundraiser in Pennsylvania this week to replace the flat marker at Van Leer's grave with an upright headstone. Van Leer played with the Bulls from 1972 to 1978 and later went into broadcasting. His grave has been virtually unmarked since his death 6 years ago. This scoreboard update brought to you by Muller Nissan in Highland Park. Pennzoil is taking synthetic motor oil performance to a whole new level. Make the switch to the pure, clean power of Pennzoil Synthetics and see who else is making the switch at PennzoilSynthetics.com. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Next game on the score is tonight at 5:35 when the White Sox take on the Red Sox on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for listening.
God bless America.
Thank you, Julie. And tonight at Fenway, they will be retiring Pedro Martinez's number. So that's happening just before the game. I imagine first pitch might be a touch late. We'll have to see. Thank you to our guest today, Rich Campbell from the Chicago Tribune, Patrick Saunders from the Denver Post, and Joe Madden, Cubs manager.
As long as that damn game don't take 5.5 hours like last night's did.
The White Sox, Red Sox game.
9-inning games take 4.5 hours, 4 hours and 15 minutes.
Times are down this year, though. Games are faster this year, generally.
Not Boston and New York.
Worth every minute of it, buddy.
Yeah, all right.
White Sox winner.
Every damn minute of it. Jay Zawoski and Nick Shepkowski are outstanding producers, and we thank them as always. Kevin Zipak helped out tremendously well. Brian Gersh does the video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. Tomorrow, we are going to be at Bears Camp. Yeah. This one time, at Bears Camp, Jason and I broadcast from under a tent, or perhaps in a
trailer.
No, we'll be tent bound.
I like tents.
Yeah.
I like being outside. I once went to a doctor. I said, "Doctor, I got a problem. Sometimes I think I'm a teepee. Sometimes I think I'm a wigwam." Said, "You're too tense."
Oh, my God.
Mike Florio, Steve Stone, and Carlos Pena. Yeah,
transition's over.
Carlos Pena from MLB Network.
Well, that's like the guy who went to the doctor, and he was wearing nothing but a plastic wrap loincloth. Yeah. And he took one look at him, and he says, "I can clearly see your nuts."
Oh, boy. Jesus. See, now you started something.
Hey,
see?
Terry. Hey, yeah. Terry, where does a pirate keep his buccaneers?
Right on his bucking hat.
Right under his bucking hat.
Ooh,
exactly.
I got one.
Oh, boy.
What do you call a black doctor jogging through Central Park?
A black doctor?
Yeah. You don't want the answer to this. You don't want this one.
I don't know.
Dan and Terry are here to talk to us. What's up, fellas?
Aren't you pissed off about the lion in Zimbabwe? You should be enraged about this. Your guy Cecil got shot by some idiot dentist from Minneapolis.
Yeah, not happy the hell? About it at all. Not happy about it at all. I actually showed my guys the story. Guys who are poaching or wanting to mount the heads of lions as they're dying off, and all we're doing is we're sectioning them off and saying, "Hey, mate with each other so you can be, you know, you can have inbred and, you know, muscle deficiencies and bad structures and die out in the wild." You got these animals that are being slaughtered out there, and these two idiots are taking pictures with the head next to it. It's just...
What is this guy, Commander McBragg? Yeah. I mean, what's he doing? Paying 60 grand or whatever to go into a protected area. It's a local lion who has been known there for years, and they lure it out of the jungle and shoot it in the head.
If you don't know what I'm talking about, I retweeted it on my Twitter timeline, @Jason1Goff. It's, like... who even wants to hear the story anymore of, you know, I shot a lion once. Like, what does that make
you
after
a while? That's what the big strokers do. They go out and do that safari thing. When you steal enough money, then you head out and you spend it. I'd spend somebody else's money on a safari.
$60,000 to go kill a majestic animal like that.
Terry, the big strokers thing, did anybody see the HBO Real Sports thing on the guys who climb Mount Everest on the backs of the natives who are literally dying as they
the Sherpas
are holding up like bridges for the rich people who are climbing on top of
those poor wives who are crying because that's the best money that the village can make.
Yeah.
And you got guys who are calling from the top
of Mount Everest.
And they did nothing, by the way. They did nothing.
Really?
They walked. They got to the top, but everyone else is carrying all their luggage and, you know, their coffee pots and all that.
Grills.
Grills. Dudes are grilling at the top of Mount Everest on the back of somebody they pay for $2-3 a day, man.
So they can have their fantasy football draft. The base camp of the summit.
You know
summit,
what? All right, now you just gave me a really good idea, though. That sounds fun. I'm in.
All right, I've got a proposal for a new Chicago baseball rule. No more Danks and Hendricks pitching on the same night for anybody who just wants one fastball that could break a pane of glass. I was craving. All I wanted to do was just, like, if I had the baseball package, just find somebody throwing a representative fastball.
I refute that. I enjoy when guys who don't quite have the stuff get it done. Not Danks right now.
Joe Kelly was that for you, right?
No, well, Hendricks has been that more consistently than not. Bad last start, and then last night struggled his way through.
Last night, it was just like it was water torture after drip, 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 and he's just barely missing spots, and they seem to say, okay, dude, look, at some point you're going to have to throw me something over the center of the plate that I can whack at.
Have you ever seen a pitcher get hit as hard as Joe Kelly was hit without giving up a home run? Like, usually you get launched and it's leaving.
Yes, that's Rafael Soriano is what you're talking about there.
That guy, I tried to talk about it with Joe, because